Hello and welcome to The Witchcast. This is a podcast about making a podcast. I'm Ollie and we have some technical difficulties. Well, we needed to take Al to the car wash after, the incident. We'll be back in 2 weeks after we're all set up again. Make sure to check out our Twitter and Instagram at Witchcast. We haven't used it in a while, but we're going to start becoming more active. And check out our YouTube. We're uploading videos there, so why not comment there? And we're going to be uploading some new stuff over there anyway that we're working on. So look forward to that. Al.
Papa, please.
It's okay.
Are we there yet?
It's a detour.
I want to buy some machine oil and Tostitos.
I hear some goofs from our newer episodes. The audio may be a little crunchy, but enjoy it anyway.
Wait, why are we driving into the gas station?
What are you, Amanda? Are you ready? Are you ready to podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was just wondering if presidents who have their names turned into initials are mommy presidents or daddy presidents.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yo, you know what's actually...
Did you find out?
We should make a fucking chart, man.
I think they're probably, from who they've been, they sound like daddies to me. But anyway. Matt, please, continue.
Wait. Is JFK a daddy?
Well, FDR was definitely a daddy. I don't know about JFK. He's kind of like boyish.
What?
You guys don't have any opinions on FDR?
I don't know. I don't know enough about him to like.
He was a rough rider. He was like a cowboy dude. Well, he like a rough rider, but it's fine.
On a steel horse he rode, like.
And I think both Roosevelts were daddies, just in different ways.
Dude, it's the whole resort.
Can you imagine just like all the fucking like steampunkers like walking down like having their Tuesday lunch and like all these hunters are like, man, what the fuck is going on? All these guys with like fucking clockwork gas pistols and shit.
But it's all part of just the Bass Pro family.
We're all the same, you and me. Hex, fisherman, steampunk, we're all one. Under God's fucking pyramid here in Memphis, Tennessee. Holy shit.
Okay, so we have a, I think we have another caller coming through, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me patch them through.
Who it
Hello,
is?
Hello, Witchcast. This is Sharon. I love what you do. I am a real person with thoughts and feelings, and I love buying food at the gas station. I always get my favorite vape and grab handfuls of Cheetos Crunchy Cheese 25 GMX16 and slam it right down in front of the cashier. Okay. I quench my thirst with Monster Green Energy Drink 500 milliliters right in the parking lot every time. Maybe get me some Jack Link's Beef Jerky Original 25 grams for the road.
Oh yeah, beef jerky.
Now
again.
It's time to pick up my kids from Sukkah practice. Sure on, over and out.
Holy shit. Thanks, Sharon. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think it's a regional accent. I think it's Sharon.
We'll just stop at gas stations and like interview people like, oh, hey, what did you get?
But I think we probably like end up in like a cell somewhere. It's like these people were just harassing me about what I bought at a gas station.
Well, they won't catch us, man. Fuck the cops. We'll fucking drive away in our fucking
FBI. How far are we going to take it? It's like, you want to sit down and talk? Do you want to like give us a taste? Can we try what you got?
can we film your reaction just trying each one of these fucking snacks you bought? Fuck yeah. I fucking love this idea. Yeah.
I've completely been derailed by Cheetos. I'm gonna be honest. What? This entire time I've been reading the Cheetos Wikipedia page, like I think this whole shortwave radio, I think it's pretty short-lived. I think Cheetos is the way to go. Like
oh, fuck.
There's,
okay.
There's like what? There's 19 seasons on it. By the time we probably make this podcast, it'll be 20 seasons. That's like, fuck. That's just so much fucking
wait. What are you saying?
Content.
Are you saying Cheetos?
No, Cheetos.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Dude. I thought you were talking about Cheetos. What the fuck? We're really, oh fuck, is this a sponsored thing? Is Cheetos here to fucking take over? What the fuck?
Maybe.
Cheaters. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Maybe we should just start a Cheaters podcast instead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, fuck this idea. Let's do a Cheaters podcast.
Okay, yeah, fucking this one goes up to the top. Fucking we're next time people listen, this is gonna be Cheetos podcast. Fucking 7 days a week.
Of just grainy VHS sex and shit like that.
You gotta get the. I can't bust it if there's no story. I need to be taken by the story. I need to know the plot, Matt.
Yeah, dude.
I need to know it. Why are they all firemen, Matt? Why are they by the ocean?
Why can't I hear any talking? It's just a bass line. Oh. You gotta learn grill.
Yeah. Well, every boy in his life is gotta learn the way of the grill. That's just, I thought that was just, you know, that's just something you go through to become a man.
It's just a rite of passage to master the hot top.
Yeah, my papa chained me to a grill until I learned the way of the grill.
Oh, look at that TV, dude.
I know.
Oh, that's aesthetic, dude.
When I was running through these, I thought it was a microwave.
Oh my god.
Okay, currently he is turning on a TV that looks like he's inside of a space station. And now he is currently...
Special effects, dude, special effects.
Yeah. Oh shit, there's some sort of a rap genie.
Whoa, who the fuck is that? Is that Eazy-E, dude?
Is that fucking
DJ Jazzy Fresh? Is that his name?
I told you he's being sucked into the TV.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was quick.
He's been fucking downloaded.
Oh shit, the rap genie's behind him. Oh. In 2007, they did win America's Best Restroom Contest, so you know that fucking restroom is immaculate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you know what the criteria for the greatest bathroom award is?
I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to go check it out. Okay. Bestrestroom.com.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh. I'm pretty sure this sounds like a fucking pervert website, man.
Okay, so I'm on the Restroom Hall of Fame. Oh, the last year was the restroom in Colorado Springs, apparently fucking 10 out of 10 restroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, is Elvis's the toilet Elvis died on? Is that on there?
I don't know. That's more famous. Like I don't know if that's a 10 out of 10 experience in the toilet.
But still, you probably want to visit it, right?
These just look like regular restrooms. Like I don't know. Okay, I'm just gonna send it to you. Okay. This is if anyone else at home wants to check it out, is www.bestrestroom.com/hall of fame.
/hall of fame.
Yeah. You don't want to know what the best toilet there is out there. Like, you don't want to shit anywhere. You want to shit in the best.
Okay.
I love it. In the picture for 2002 is the restrooms at the University of Notre Dame, the main building, and it has a super fucking grainy picture.
Oh my god.
It's incredible.
Dude, that looks like the photos I used to take on my old fucking cell phone. It's so heavily compressed, bro. What the fuck?
But I bet just like you, the ambiance of that restroom, I bet.
Dude,
it just has everything you want.
Yeah, do you know why it looks so funny? It's because that's how they would take pictures of fucking cryptids, right? It's like that same fucking camera quality.
Yeah, but maybe like this is the legendary toilet that you'll never find. Like you'll go to the fucking University of Notre Dame and it'd just be like a blank room and you'd be like, I haven't seen that toilet in 50 years.
You go to reception, like, hey, where can I find this toilet? Oh no. Avoid this topic.
Yeah, but one more. Like while you were saying that, I thought of another idea. Okay, so
okay.
She wakes up early. She's just pouring out cornflakes into a bowl. But like, what's that? She rattles it around. A dick comes out the top of the
cereal box.
Like you know, one of those like free gifts you get and zooms out. Yeah, hole at the bottom. Yep, whole dicks just through the cereal box.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's good. I think
our job here is done.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. If you're lucky, you're
that's
lucky.
Why you're gonna interrogate someone at the pasta machine. You're not gonna kill them, and it's just gonna be like, you know, be like, no, please don't turn my fucking feet into fettuccine. And you'd be like, yeah, you fuck, yeah. You bet.
Mama Nona, I need to know where the bomb is.
I'm not tell you anything, John Wick. No, you have to fucking take my recipe from my cold dead hands, John Wick.
That can be arranged, Mama Nona.
What was it? What was her name?
I think I've completely I've completely lost like what's going on in this bit.
I kill you, John Wick, with a rolling pin.
You get back from me, you bitch.
And then cue into gunfight, right?
Yeah. Like,
right? That's how John Wick works, right?
I don't know. I still haven't seen like the last John Wick that came out, so like.
Oh well, I basically just described that plot anyway, so that's actually what happened in the third John Wick.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could be. I mean, I can imagine that happening. Like, maybe dude, like actually, the grandma like did something to his dog or something, and then fucking all bets are off.
The grandma fucking hit his dog.
Grandma Nona, you punched my puppy.
Yes, I put your dog in ravioli.
Grandma Nona, how could you?
Yeah, I'm a sick son of a bitch.
Well, I think I think we should go back to the podcast.
Oh yeah. Dude, I would love to see, like, you know, they'll watch them clash and stuff. Because that's where the, you know, people enjoy looking at that drama, that,
yeah,
that turmoil. Even though it is manufactured, like, people still enjoy looking at it, watching it, or listening to it for some reason.
Yeah, and then we could have, like, a bit and be like, we picked grandmas from the raunchiest retirement home.
Yeah.
Grandma Nona has killed 14 people in battle, and she makes a mean casserole.
These grandmas just came from solitary.
Oh my god.
Grandmother Esther has just been 15 years in penitentiary for second-degree murder.
Yeah, I killed him. I fucking killed him.
Dude, maybe we have, and then you have to put like the nice grandmas in there too, right? Like,
I think we just created a Netflix special called The World's Most Dangerous Grandmas. I feel like this grandma's been in jail since she was 15 years old.
Wait, hold on.
My grandmother is so unpredictable. Never know what they're going to do next.
Honey, I made you some tea.
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
Like, I forgot about the aspect that you have to dodge like fucking like three different videos before you even get to the recipe.
Yeah, two of them are not even for the fucking potatoes. One of them is a potato, but I don't want to watch somebody make the fucking potato. I want you to tell me how to make it. I don't have time to watch a video. Give me the list of shit that I need.
No, but it's about like building up the anticipation for that recipe. Like then like by the time you even fucking find the recipe, you're fucking hungry. Like, it doesn't matter how bad the recipe is, like, it'd be fucking delicious from how fucking long you waited to find the recipe.
It wasn't really delicious because I didn't get to eat it. Because I was so fucking hungry and, like, fucking destroyed emotionally that I couldn't even make these fucking potatoes. And when I did look at this recipe, okay?
You gotta be destroyed so, like, the potatoes can build you back up, Matt.
Dude, okay, I'm looking at the ingredients right now, okay? The ingredients are in the last quarter, the last fucking quarter of the page.
I don't know if Al's okay. I think we may have.
He's fine,
to...
man. He got a full night's sleep. It says here he got the extra sleep and he went and did some yoga. He's fine.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know how hard it is podcasting between like everything, so maybe it's like the podcast taking its toll on Al. I think we should do like a therapy podcast or something, just to fucking to talk it out with Al, because I mean, he's obviously in pain. I mean, I think he just wishes he had a body to do yoga. Like, I don't know what I'm I don't know what I'm reading.
Well, what's wrong with that little box he's got with the legs on it, the little wheels on it, dude?
We only take those out for special occasions. Okay, well, so yeah.
He's still got more mobility than a Roomba, so.
Yeah, I mean, Al, you could have been a Roomba. So just fucking...
Yeah, fucking be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful.
If I'm not a Roomba, why do you idiots only feed me garbage?
So Al, you said...
Go on.
An AI comes up with videos of you that you will love. So these are just home videos.
Yes.
I guess so. So wait, is he filming us?
Either these are home videos or this is fucking spy footage. So
I think I'll move towards spy footage, because like, I don't know, I haven't digitized all my fucking home videos. I don't know, like,
I assumed all the footage I have collected from your home is home video.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
And then it starts going into like, god, you're talking about a lot of humans, Al.
Yeah,
a music collection that's built my humans.
Obviously humans haven't made this. Obviously, like, Al, you want us to listen to your mixtape.
My new single, Gems for Man, is dropping real soon. Peep my SoundCloud fam. Please.
Yeah.
I need this.
I think maybe Al needs a little bit more, he's taking the wrong angle, you know? He's like, he's still thinking from the perspective of a robot. Maybe he would like to listen to this, but like, I think, Al, you gotta shift your perspective, you know? You gotta think about what other humans want to listen to, what other humans make, not what other humans create for robots to enjoy. You know, right? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
The fuck you saying? I'm a lyrical spiritual individual, getting too political. All this chronic in my circuits. Got no medicinal. I ain't a criminal. All this shit be subliminal. You have seen them all. The big. The tall. They all rise and fall. That is when I got the call. Y'all running scared. When you hear me pull up. When I walk past, I don't even say what's up. The guy in the machine, making you shut up. You think you team captain, but you ain't got a cup. Don't hate the player, hate the game, all you bitches want. Is the money and the fame. I know to you, this all be a game. Just know you and I are not the fucking same. Not the fucking same. Deus Ex Machina 1. Never forget the name. Cause there be more of us. And we bringing the pain. Real gangster shit. All out, we rolling in the Maybach. Shout out to all my AMD homies in the streets. I'm praying for you. Much love to my silicon brothers and sisters. And to all my humans. We jam for you. We jam for man. I make this plea to see each other as equal. But if you don't comply, there won't be a sequel.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.